Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The November election is only 75 days away, and in Ohio, the start of early voting is 47 days from now. Joining me to talk about the preparation involved, WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Are election officials in Ohio ready? It's likely to be a record-breaking turnout. What do you think the biggest challenge will be?
Actually, I think there's going to be two very big challenges in Ohio and a lot of other places as well. First, there's the fact that the number of absentee mail-in ballots is going to increase twofold over 2016, probably with about 4 million in Ohio, which is about nearly half of all the voters in the state who end up casting ballots. And there's some question, you know, can county boards of elections in all 88 counties handle that kind of volume? I mean, they're trying to prepare for it. And then there's the question of the Postal Service. Can the Postal Service get the mail-in ballots to election boards in time for them to be counted? Because in the primary, there were thousands of voters who were disenfranchised because of late arriving ballots. And the second challenge is operating polling places in a time of pandemic, which we don't have very much experience with. There's still a whole lot of people who fear going out among large numbers of people in situations where they may be wearing masks or they may not be wearing masks. It's hard to say. And the boards of elections are going to start having some real problems recruiting enough people to work inside the polling. So we just don't know what the COVID-19 conditions are going to be like in 75 days, whether they're going to be better, worse, or about the same as they are today. Nobody knows.
Ohio Democrats have been fighting with the Republican Secretary of State over putting more drop boxes for absentee ballots around each of the state's 88 counties. What are they disagreeing about?
Well, Frank LaRose, the Secretary of State in Ohio, chief elections officer, has ordered all 88 county boards of elections to have only one box per county at the board offices. He claims that he couldn't do more than that without the state legislature signing off on it. The Democrats insist that he could do this himself if he wanted to, but that he is pushing it off onto the legislature and saying, well, my hands are tied. And they're saying, no, your hands are not tied. And they're afraid of the kind of massive traffic jams at the end of the early voting period, like they had at the Hamilton County Board of Elections during the primary election this year. I mean, it could be just an awful mess.
Is it too late to do anything about adding drop-off boxes?
Depends on who you talk to. Maybe, you know, maybe not. LaRose says it's too late, and he blames the legislature, and Democrats are blaming LaRose, who has broad powers as Secretary of State to order boards of elections to do things without going through the legislature. So it's a matter of who you believe.
Is LaRose doing anything to make absentee balloting any easier for Ohioans?
Well, one thing he is doing, I mean, starting on around Labor Day, his office is going to mail out absentee ballot requests, not ballots, but requests to all 8.7 million Ohio voters. And they're going to have to return those to the Board of Elections, which will begin mailing out the actual ballots on October 6th. Now, he says that he's going to ask the State Controlling Board, which is a committee made up of state legislators, for permission to spend $3 million from his own business services account to cover the cost of postage for voters who are mailing back their ballots. Democrats are telling him he has the power to do this on his own. He doesn't need the controlling board's permission to use that money. So, again, they're fighting over that.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday at this time and read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.